In listening to these words of Ezekiel, one might think that we had skipped ahead to next week, to the week of the fourth Sunday of Easter, Misericordias Domini, the Sunday of the Good Shepherd. For in this chapter of Ezekiel, the prophet develops the theme of the Good Shepherd that our Lord himself uses in the 10th chapter of John. In these verses, it is God, Yahweh, who speaks to Ezekiel, and through Ezekiel to us. It is Yahweh, the true God, who says, "Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out." The constant repetition of "my sheep" throughout these verses leaves no doubt that the sheep belong to God, and God will take personal responsibility for searching them out and seeking them out. Yet Christians listening to this section in Ezekiel cannot but think of the Lord Jesus Christ and his description of himself in the Gospels. And that is exactly correct. It is true God in the flesh of true man, Jesus Christ, who shows us exactly how God takes care of his own sheep. If we limit our understanding of the Good Shepherd to what the evangelist John tells us, we can easily overlook the necessity for the Good Shepherd, the hired hand, the one who has no stake in the sheep, runs when he sees the wolf. He is not the Good Shepherd. But most of the emphasis in John 10 is on the Good Shepherd, as it should be. Only at the end of the section do we hear about the contrast between the one who is not good and the Good Shepherd. Not so here in Ezekiel. We hear exactly what type of so-called shepherds the people have, and therefore their need for a good shepherd. The shepherds that Ezekiel described care nothing for the sheep. They look out for themselves, making sure that they have the best of everything. Taking care of the sheep, what we would imagine should be the occupation of the shepherd, is not what they do. Rather, they let the sheep wander, let them become scattered, never worrying about the injured and the lost. Because those shepherds have done such a poor job of shepherding, Yahweh calls them to account and thoroughly castigates them. In stark contrast to the job of those shepherds, Yahweh says, "Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out." God himself will do the shepherding that the shepherds neglected. God himself will take care of his own sheep. It is right at this point that we have a conundrum. The good shepherd has promised to care for his sheep. However, I don't see a God and man shepherd. I see flesh and blood shepherds, the same kind of shepherds who failed miserably during Ezekiel's day. God does not work immediately. He continues to work as he has always worked, through means. The true shepherd, the good shepherd, works through the means of his called under-shepherds to do the searching for his sheep, to seek out the lost sheep. There will always be those who do not deserve the name of shepherd. If the first part of our reading from Ezekiel does not make you think of any people around today, then you can read the same thing in St. Paul's pastoral epistles. However, the presence of false shepherds does not negate God's promises to be a good shepherd to his sheep. He will continue to carry out that promise, working through fallible men to proclaim his good news to the entire world. God will continue to tend his sheep through the means of his called flesh and blood pastors. Flesh and blood on this side of the grave will always fail. We must not expect perfection from ourselves or anyone else. Each of us will certainly fail in our vocation, no matter how God-pleasing that vocation is. But God did not call the shepherds to account here in Ezekiel for failing. He called them to account for lack of faithfulness, for not caring about what they did, or better, for caring about everything except for that which they were supposed to take care. It is only with the help of God that anyone can be a pastor. There will be moments or even times of failure. But with the help of God, those who are called will remain faithful, doing that for which they have been called, tending God's sheep. The under-shepherds of the Good Shepherd must never forget that they are also sheep. God's promises to care for his sheep also apply to them. As they remain in communion with the Good Shepherd, he will certainly take care of them, as he says in the last few verses of our reading for today. It is precisely in those last few verses where each of us belongs. For each of you has been made one of God's sheep through holy baptism. God has claimed you as one of his own, and he will certainly not neglect you. We have his own promise here. Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. And the Good Shepherd continues to do just that, tending his sheep. The Good Shepherd seeks out his sheep and binds up the injured through the means of his holy word, a means that is eternal, that never fades or is fallible. And the Good Shepherd feeds his sheep in their own land, in the mountains of Israel, with his own body and blood to strengthen the weak and help those who are injured and sick. Our Good Shepherd still continues to tend his sheep. We have God's promise on that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.